Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Broadcasting live from the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg, I'm Kelly Sanner, and along with Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens, this is the Eagle Hour on the Super Talk Mississippi network of stations or online. This first segment brought to you, as it is every day, by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, cooked here and loved everywhere. Let Dickey's plan your next event, whether it's church, school, or tailgate parties coming up in the fall, with a various number of side dishes that go along with you with your main course. And it's always good and always a wide variety, as we mentioned, of selections. Thanks to Dickey's for all they do for Southern Miss and for this program. A little bit later on, Shelton Gandy, former running back at Southern Miss, who has been recently named the head football coach at Meridian High School, will be talking with Sweet G, as he was known back in the day when he prepped in the Waynesboro schools, and now the head coach at Meridian High School. Shelton Gandy will be joining us a little bit later on. But right now, Heath Hinton joins us, the proprietor of Big Gold Nation. And Heath, as we welcome you to the show today, lots of news regarding Big Gold Nation. Let's start with things going on with your internet layout and things like that. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, guys, for having me. Always good to be on. Yeah, we've got some exciting updates. If you go and look at southernmiss.rivals.com or Google Big Gold Nation, you'll see that there's a new layout now. There is a prospect tracker on the top of the screen that shows all prospects that Southern Miss has offered, their rankings. And you can look through their click on that and look at their profiles and find out more information about them. There's our commitment list. Transfer tracker is one click away now. We're used to take a couple of times to get into that transfer portal. And stories are easier to access. There's more hyperlinks on it. Just a great update for the site that makes it so much more fan-friendly and easier to use, especially on mobile devices. So a lot of excitement going on.
Actually, when you talk about the tracker that you now can have access to, lots of times all that stuff used to kind of be secret, as to who has been, calling, who there might be reaching out to and so on. But now, and Dima, you probably see a lot of this, the kids themselves on their own social media pages are putting out there that they've spoken to this school and that school.
Yeah, they do. They're just like, I've recently received an offer, blessed to receive an offer. And like some of that used to be so secretive. And now, I don't know how these sites even know this. How does D1 baseball know if someone's entering the portal? There's some things that I just don't understand, and some folks like that just get the scoops so much quicker. I just never have understood that. But if you go to the site, what Heath is talking about, great site. I was browsing through it yesterday or the day before, and it's really good. So
a lot of it has to do, Heath, in getting members to Big Gold Nation and so on, has to do with how friendly it is, internet friendly, particularly with us older folks that aren't used to navigating the World Wide Web like a lot of the younger kids. So
sure, I mean, it is. It's about the easiness of being able to look up things. Whereas in the past, you used to have to, if you wanted the commitment list, you had to go through three different steps. You don't have to do that anymore. People don't have the time they used to have. So now they're actually just getting things done. And it's just a lot easier for fans to find the information they need. And it was something that needed to be done for Rivals for a while, and they've worked really hard at it to really rebrand and get this out, and I think they've done a wonderful job. Yeah, people just don't have the time that they used to, Kelly, so you're trying to find ways to cut time out, and the easiness and readiness of the information is what was important in this upgrade.
Heath, I know we talked to Jay Ladner Tuesday, and just wanted to get your thoughts on what one of the things he said. You seem to know this more than anybody. I go to you a lot for this, but Jay said that they are thinking about entering, looking into the portal to add another basketball player, particularly, he said, from the SEC. Do you happen to know who that could be, if you could give some names? Or also, do they even have the roster room for that? Because that was something that I was kind of wondering about.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the roster room first, right quick. I think if you maybe read between the lines, maybe, who knows, maybe there's a player that is not coming back as they thought would, and they're not 100% sure, but they're, you know, kind of maybe looking to fill that role. So it's so fluid because of the transfer portal and because the kid's leaving for whatever reason. So that leaves it, you know, kind of open to being able to fill your roster in different ways. Obviously, you know, Coach Ladner did say it was some Ole Miss, and if you look, it was a young man from Ole Miss that just went in the portal. So, I mean, you can put two and two together if you want to say that. It may not be this young man. But, I mean, when you're talking to a coach and he says, yeah, kids from Ole Miss we're looking at, and all of a sudden here a couple days ago, you know, before that, they got young man in the portal. So you put two and two together. Sometimes it's just, you know, just trying to use common sense and really getting into it. But Jacob Gazzo is a guy who got in the portal. And we'll see what happens there. He's going to be a redshirt freshman. So, interesting timing, to say the least. And I'm interested to see how the final roster for this basketball team, how it looks in the upcoming weeks.
And with the new website, I know that you just got that six-figure raise from Rivals. So what you plan on doing with that kind of money?
Yeah, I'm going to buy me a soft-shell burrito, Taco Bell, because that's all I can afford with that six. That, you know, it was a six-figure raise, but it was six pennies.
Oh, I got
so, yeah. So
yeah, he didn't say where the decimal pennies. Point was.
Yeah, I didn't specify that.
Well, look, let's if you're looking at fluidity of the basketball roster, look, let's just – I mean, there's been one guy that everybody has kind of said, you know, under their breath, what's the future of Curbelo? You know, on the Southern Miss roster. And I just, because nobody has really said, yes, yeah, he's coming back. No, he's not coming back. So is that, would it make sense to kind of say that that might be the roster spot if there's just the one left that we're talking about?
If there is, it might be. I mean, Demi, you were there. He wasn't in practice, was he?
No.
The other day. So, I mean, I don't know. Is there another reason why he's not there? I haven't heard of anybody else that that they're looking to, that is looking to leave. You just don't know. You just don't know. And you don't want to speak out of turn, because you never know what's happening in a young man's life. So
No, but we're really not speaking
out of turn. Put two and two together, you can make four pretty easy.
Yeah, but we're really not speaking out of turn, because nobody has said that he is coming back or he's not coming back.
Yeah.
It's speculation.
Yeah, and I guess my thought, Heath, is it possible for, you know, them to – I know they can only give out so many whatever, you know, so many scholarships. But with NIL now, it seems like they could just pull someone off of the roster and just compensate them with, say, via NIL money, and then give this guy from Ole Miss or whoever it is a scholarship. So potentially, if it, you know, we're saying Curbelo, but whoever it is, if they were just taking off scholarship, that would leave room for another player to come in.
Could possibly be. That's a great point, Dima. There's so many ways you do it, but I don't think that's not the way Southern Miss does their NIL. They don't have the money to do that. that's something that you would see happen at a Power 5, or I'm sorry, a Power 4, whatever you want to call them, where they have enough money to give a kid, you know, $100,000 for a year. Pay your tuition out of it and all that. That's not going to happen at Southern Miss. I just don't see that happening because of the financial situation. Is the, you know, is the collective doing well? Absolutely. It's probably tops in the Sun Belt. Or right there near, it's one or two. But nobody in the Sun Belt has those type of funds where they can just assign a player, pay him, make him pay his own schooling out of it, and then, because I'm not sure how that works when it comes to player insurance and different things like that. So that's kind of a tricky situation when you get into not giving them a scholarship and paying them NIL money to pay the scholarship out of it. Because I'm not sure how those things work when it comes to insurance and liability and stuff like that if they're not on scholarships.
Yeah, and it makes me hard to believe they would do something like that, especially since Jay Ladner specified that they're looking for a starter. You know,
yes.
It would make sense if they were doing a player maybe on the back end, but if they're looking for a starter, that gives me an indication that a starter they're not sure about.
Yes, I don't think they're going to not give a starter a scholarship
right.
Pay him on the back end. That's not going to happen.
Well, and you think with football right around the corner, basketball starts not long after that. So although our discussion so far has revolved around basketball and Big Gold Nation, which we thank you, Heath, for joining us. When we come back, we're going to try to track down Sweet G. Shelton Gandy is scheduled to be on the show today. We hope that he will be. The Eagle Hour will continue one way or the other after this commercial break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by Campus Bookmarks, open 24 hours a day on the World Wide Web at Southern Bookmark, that's with a T, bookmark.com, and, or is that net? Michael, I'm not sure. Anyway, best thing is just to go in person to the Bright Gold Building right across from the campus on Hardy Street at Southern Bookmart, and you'll be able to get all your campus Bookmart. Not Southern Miss Bookmart. It's the same thing.
Bob leaves for one day.
Yes. I had one job. Right, I had one job. Campusbookmart.net. I do know that it's net. All right, joining us now on the Super Talk Mississippi Hotline is the new head football coach at Meridian High School, Shelton Gandy. You might remember Sweet G, as he was known for his playing days. 3 years under Big Nasty Jim Carmody, 1 year under Curly Hallman. He is the eighth leading rusher in the history of Southern Miss with just a tick over 2,500 yards. Sweet G, it's great to have you on the show, even though I messed up one of the sponsors. I certainly did not mess up your name, and it's good to have you back. Are you okay?
Everything's great. Everything's great. It's awesome to be here, man. I'll tell you what, have an opportunity to sit down and talk to you guys. I mean, it don't get no better than that.
I kind of joked with somebody. I said Shelton Gandy getting the Meridian job is a case in point that sometimes it's not good to have a low unemployment rate. If he's the only guy that's that's left, then Meridian's got problems. No, let's go back. Your memories at Southern Miss, because you're one of the guys that played for both Big Nasty, who was, you know, the defensive guy, and then Hallman came in and tried to, you know, open things up offensively. But your memories at Southern Miss and two big games that you particularly had, one against Mississippi State where you scored four touchdowns, and one in the 88 Independence Bowl where you had a pretty good game there as well.
Right. I tell you what, you know, fun memories, you remember a lot of things, but I think the most important thing you remember is the teammates you have and the relationships you built along the way, you know, with your teammates and different people. Man, it's been great. It's been awesome. I truly feel blessed just to have an opportunity to play with some of those guys and be around, you know, meet people, you know, such as yourself. It's been great.
Man, with 26 career touchdowns for you out of the Waynesboro area, and, of course, the name Gandy in Waynesboro is kind of like Smith across the United States. There's a lot of – I don't know what the Gandys are drinking or eating, but, boy, there's a lot of great – number of talented people named Gandy and play football that come out of Wayne County.
It's in my family, you know, with my siblings particularly, you know, started with my brother Charles. You know, he was like one of the top, you know, recruits in the South. You know, I tell everybody I had an opportunity. Bear Bryant came to my house when I was probably about the sixth grade to recruit my brother Charles, he had opportunity to, you know, be recruited, you know, Ole Miss and Mississippi State. He signed at Mississippi State, but it was an honor, you know, seeing those guys. Hey, when I got to that point in time, I just felt that I had to hold the rope, just do my part and be relevant, you know, just kind of carry on the tradition of my brothers that played before me.
Shelton, this is Dewey Mixon here. Just wanted to congratulate you on your appointment at Meridian Public School as the head coach there. I noticed that it said you have 30 years of combined coaching experience, and I know you had some time here at Southern Miss, but I wanted to ask you about the time that you served as an intern with Seattle, New Orleans, San Diego. I think that had to be an incredible experience to be able to be a part of some of the National Football League in an internship.
No doubt. You know, you get an opportunity to go in and, you know, you see what the pros, you know, do. And as far as, you know, I can remember sitting in a meeting with Hal Jackson when he was at with the Saints, and he was like, hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. They're kids with big toys. And he said, you know, you've got to, if you're going to be a coach, you got to give them the right guidance. No matter where you are, you know, some going to be older than you, and, you know, and just things about that, you know, about the things that I've learned, you know, from him. And, you know, it was an honor to meet Coach Dicker, you know, working at Seattle, an opportunity to work with Stump Mitchell and Mike Holmgren, just those guys. It was awesome.
And I saw that. I think this here at Meridian, is this your second head coaching job?
Yeah, this is my second head coaching job. You know, I came back to Mississippi. I was out in Texas coaching high school football. I decided I got remarried around 11, and that's when I got out of college coaching. I had coached from 90 up until 11, so it was like 21 years. So I decided to coach high school football. And doing it out in the state of Texas, Texas got a lot of resources, got a lot of great coaches, learned a lot of things, you know, and I was blessed to be with Todd Dodge, who's probably one of the, you know, the legends, great legends in Texas. And, you know, he won 4 state championships at South Lake Carroll. And then, you know, his last stint, he was at Austin Westlake, and he won 3 in a row. And matter of fact, the starting quarterback for Clemson is a kid that was actually the starting quarterback down at Austin Westlake, you know, where Drew Brees is from. So I had an opportunity to work with them, you know, those guys. And I tell you what, his system is, you know, it was just phenomenal. And system can be system, but he had great players. But he's a great coach, and he's a player's coach, and I learned a lot from him. You know?
Shelton Gandy joins us. He is on the show with us here on the Eagle Hour. Sweet G out of Wayne. Did you play at Waynesboro Central, or were you at Wayne County?
No, it was Waynesboro Central when I played.
The Panthers.
Yeah, the Panthers.
Yeah, the green and white Panthers, of course, evolved.
The green and white Panthers.
Yes.
That's exactly right. You know, hey, matter of fact, hey, this weekend will be my 40th year class reunion. So, you know, hey, that tells you.
Well,
I've been out for a minute.
So you've been invited? When did you ever have any class?
Yeah, I know it. That's no class.
Yeah, actually, we joke with Shelton Gainey. We go back a long time.
Yeah, all the time.
And
yeah.
And with all due respect to Wayne County, which has its own tradition in football, but much mm-hmm. younger than the tradition at Meridian, I consider, and for not having any skin in the game, I consider Meridian football one of the pinnacles of high school. Meridian football going back to the Mac Barnes days. Meridian has always been good, but there was a lull. You know, now Marcus Boyles started to turn that around. He has since come back to pedal. But what mm-hmm. what happened? So without naming names, or it's not necessarily necessary to name names, but what happened to Meridian for a stretch of about 10 or 12 years to where they just weren't what they were expected to be in football?
I don't know. I think some people have complacency, you know, and it could have been that. I'm not the one to say, you know, what happened there. But, you know, just being under the leadership of Dr. Carter, our superintendent, and, you know, Dr. Cheyenne Trussell, who's, you know, he's a Southern Miss guy also. He's right. older, you know, than me. But, I mean, being with those guys, hey, man, Meridian is definitely heading in the right direction.
Yeah, and with, obviously, a name like Meridian, I'm sure there were a lot of top-notch candidates that applied for that job. What got you the job, Shelton? What do you think convinced the committee that you were the right guy?
Well, you know, I'm not a big a politic guy. I am, you know, what you see is what you get. And that's kind of, you know, how I interview. You know, I'm a player's coach. You know, I care about my kids. I want what's best for my kids, you know, and we're going to win games, but it's a formula that you got to go by. And the winning will take care of itself, you know. And I've heard it a million times. Winning's not a sometime thing; it's an all-time thing. And you know, and I think just getting those kids there and keeping them out of the streets and, you know, into what we're doing, I think it's going to be a great success for all of us.
So you were named the coach in January. Take us now to your punch list of four or five things that you wanted to get accomplished immediately as head coach Meridian, and what's left on that list?
Well, you know, the first thing I wanted to do is, you know, to get in there and get with my players and, you know, let them meet me and let, you know, and we, you know, grow, you know, because they got to see it's a partnership. You know, it's not a this is not a dictatorship. We're in this thing together. It's a win-win situation. I'm not, you know, our coaches, we're going to coach you hard. You know, we're going to coach you right. And ask you, expectations is going to be high. But let you know that, hey, it's going to be worth, the reward is going to be worth it in the end. So, you know, just getting in there and getting with our guys and they'll meet the kids and the kids meeting our coaches. I think that's been the number one thing that I wanted to do. A couple things we still got to get going.
All right, Coach, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're up against a commercial break here. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Also, when we come back, okay. Shelton Gainey is quite an entertainer and actually does some impressions of, well, some people that you might have heard of before. And if we're lucky, he might do one of those impressions for us on the other side of the break.
Does he do one of you?
No, he does not. Oh. But it's somebody that you'll know. And we'll continue our discussion with Shelton Gainey as the Eagle Hour rolls on.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
This segment brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill. Notice I didn't botch that one.
You did not.
Yeah. The watering holes I rarely will botch. They got the $10.95 blue plate lunch every day that includes your soft drink. And, of course, the Southern Miss games, whatever the sports are always on the TVs there. They've got Golden Tee Golf. They've got pool tables, they've got dart boards, they've got trivia contests, and they've got all that Southern Miss memorabilia that they have so much of it that they have to keep rotating it.
Did you hear about that special they're giving out?
It's got to have something to do with my salmon colored shorts.
No. I saw this sign the other day, and I was driving by it, and I was like, oh, what is that? And it said if you go in on, what day is it, Thursday?
Yeah.
You go in on Thursdays, and you just say Kelly, they'll send the bill for your meal to Kelly Sanders' house. So go and enjoy your meal at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
And then I pass it on to Mr. Trump, who's going to pass it on to Mexico, and Mexico is going to pay for the wall.
And then the wall will eventually get built.
Yeah, all of that. So continuing our discussion with Shelton Gandy, the 8th all-time leading rusher for Southern Miss, and now the head football coach at Meridian High School. Shelton, one of our listeners texted in and said to tell us about, there was a play at the Rock that you were toting the football for a touchdown and did a complete flip, landed on your feet, and then never broke stride and scored a touchdown. You remember that play?
Yeah, I remember that play. I think it's maybe like a 15-20 yard run. I can't remember exactly, but I know it was on the home side, and I was going down the sideline, and the DB, the safety, was coming in low, and and I just flipped. When he hit me, he clipped me, and I flipped over and kept running. So it was, I remember that. I guess, when you get up around 40 years, being, 30 and 40 years, some things you don't remember. I think a lot of times I tell these younger guys that, I was a lot better than I really was, so.
Well, Reg,
the legend grows.
Reggie Collier's been on this show numerous times, and he says that his grandkids really don't know about the legend of Reggie Collier. And one day, one of his grandchildren said, Pops, you weren't, you really played football. And Reggie just kind of said, yeah, pull me up on YouTube. There's some video on YouTube. And so his grandchild actually did that and then went back to Reggie and said, that's not you. That guy on YouTube is skinny.
We
do tend to put on a little weight over the years,
ain't no doubt,
but now we said going into the break that you kind of a card, kind of a cut up and a really good in front of a crowd, and when you were playing at Southern Miss, you developed an impression of somebody that we all know here at Super Talk, and most Southern Miss fans will know who we're talking about is the one and only Mitch Williams. And you developed a pretty good impression of Mitch Williams. Can you still do Mitch?
Well, I'll try.
Okay. He's got to clear his voice. Don't say. Okay.
Yes. Mitchell Williams. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mitchell Williams. Waynesboro has a drug problem. Details at 10.
Wow.
That's like, okay, now that was the deal that Mitch said when I was a freshman. And I thought, I'm telling everybody, I'm in the dorm, I'm from Waynesboro this, Waynesboro that. We got a good football team. Well, I think they were playing maybe Bay Springs that night, and Ricky and Reggie Warnsley, Ricky Bradley and Reggie Warnsley were playing, at Bay Springs. Well, they drug Waynesboro up and down the field, and that was his whole deal. He said, Waynesboro has a drug problem. Details at 10.
Ah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Waynesboro got drug up and down the field by the Bay Springs Bulldogs tonight. Young man, Ricky Bradley, and he shows these highlights of Ricky just going off, and Reggie's running through everybody. Boy, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And everybody's in my room laughing at me.
People lament the fact. They say, the glory days of Southern Miss football just won't ever return because the football landscape has changed. And indeed it has. When you were at Southern Miss, there was no South Alabama football. Troy was was really an insignificant Division II school. But when you hear people say, who are many of them your age, that say that they just don't ever think the glory days of Southern Miss will come back, how do you respond to that?
Man, it is what it is. What we had was what we had. But I think these guys can, they can make their own mark and, build their own tradition. I'm not into just kind of making an excuse and finding a way, this is that. I guess the coaching in me, I tell my guys, hey, look, it's hot. Or, we get out here, we fumbled the ball 7 times, because it was raining. I'm like, well, I guess the other team over there on the other side, it didn't rain on their sideline, and it was dry. They had dry balls. Hey, it is what it is, and we got to go out and find a way to win, and be passionate about what we do. you know, get the right people. Hey, things are. I'm just an optimistic. I'm optimist about it, and I really do believe that, you know, Southern Miss could return to our glory days, and you know, and do, you know, we can be as good as we were.
What's your impression of Will Hall?
Coach is doing a good job. You know, he jumped in there, and he had a great recruiting class, and I don't want to close the book on nobody. Like I say, hey, he's got a plan. Let him work his plan, you know, and let him do what he does. And then at the end, you evaluate good or bad. You know, I'm sitting at Meridian right now, and it's probably going to be some optimistic people. It's going to be some pessimistic people. They're going to have their own opinions about everything like that. But I'm put in charge of running this program, and I'm going to do what needs to be done, you know, for Meridian.
Now, Shelton, you're not the youngest guy out there, but you're certainly not really old either. If the opportunity ever, you know, arose that you could coach at Southern Miss, and it was is that something you'd entertain?
You know what? And I've been asked a couple times to come back, but you know, you just have to stop and evaluate that. At that time, I, you know, you never can say no to anything. But right now, as I look, my whole thing is, you know, Meridian High School, you know,
right.
And you got to grow where you plant it. And I'm at Meridian right now. I'm satisfied, and that's where I want to be. You know, I want to be there. It's not that, hey, I'm taking that job looking for something else. No, I'm there, and you know, I've got a goal. These kids got a goal. This administration got a goal. And we're gonna get it done.
Give me one thing you learned from Jim Carmody that you use in your coaching, and one thing maybe that you learned from Curly Hallman that you may have implemented.
You know, from Coach Carmody, it's just being tough. You know, you've got to be, and his whole psychological thing that he would use these mind tricks on you and everything. I've seen it so many times, and I'd be like, that ain't gonna work, but it worked. You know, and he was one, just one tough coach, and he, you know, and I figured out, hey, look, man, running, my body's gonna. He like, hey, man, that's your second nature. You're gonna pass out before you die. So we get out there, and man, we get at it. You know, I mean, some of the most brutal practices I ever, you know, witnessed in my life. But it made you tough. You know, you're gonna be tough. A lot of times the team's going to be a lot more talented than you are. But if you're tougher than them, hey, toughness will beat talent. Okay. A lot of times. I promise you it will. But that's what I learned from him, about being tough and, you know, and staying the course.
Yeah, now you Curly, played, yeah, you played for Curly for just 1 year. Was there anything that stood out?
I played for his excitement, his enthusiasm of getting everybody involved. I love that about Coach Hallman. You know, he came in with that whole philosophy. It was like certain guys, they only played and everything like that. But his whole deal is everybody's got to be ready. And it taught me some valuable lessons, too. You know, hey, look, I'm the starting running back and everything like that. But it was guys over there chomping at the bits that, you know, had a part and they had a role. Everybody had a role, whether it was special teams, you know, when we, you know, you turn James Henry loose and, you know, the punt return team, they're scoring, you know, making plays, you're grading special teams, you're getting those young guys excited and getting them involved. That was one of the, you know, probably the thing that I learned from Curly about the game.
Yeah, you mentioned James Henry. He did okay.
Yeah, he did a great job, man. I tell you what, man.
NFL draft pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No doubt, man. I tell you what, Jay. And my class, you know, going back to Coach Hallman, it was 30-some guys came in. Coach Carmody. It was 30-some guys came in. And when we left, it was like 14. But I tell you what, that 14, 15 guys that we graduated, well, I mean, they might not have been as talented as guys, but they were some of the toughest sons of guns I ever played with.
I think that's the word that comes up all the time with Carmody is you better be tough.
No doubt.
Right.
Well, was it still as hot as it was back then? I mean, I feel like, hey, I don't know how you deserve practices
about now. Yeah, they complain about the heat now. I promise you, it seemed like it was way more hotter then. You know, and these guys.
I don't know how y'all do it.
You practicing 3 times a day?
Oh, yeah,
you
no chance.
3 times? Oh, my God.
I went outside the other day just to swing the baseball bat, and I did one, like, one. You know, 20 balls, whatever, I was done. No more. Mm-hmm.
Well, Shelton Gandy's Meridian Wildcats will come to the Hattiesburg area twice this year, not only to play the Petal Panthers, but also the Oak Grove Warriors. And, Sweet G, you're welcome here anytime.
Okay, appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy. Shelton Gandy, the new head football coach at Meridian High School, the 8th all-time leading rusher at Southern Miss. Dima has been monitoring things in the Sun Belt Conference, and there are some things to talk about, including an update to the Southern Miss basketball schedule. That and more stuff when we return in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Kelly Sanner, Dima Mixon, and producer engineer Michael Mergens with you from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg. This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by DBAT. It's an indoor training facility for your youngsters, whether they want to get on top of their softball or baseball game, or as the off season now nears. Speed and agility in an air-conditioned, meticulously spotless, clean, and air-conditioned facility. D1, you can look them up online at DBAT in Hattiesburg right off of Interstate 59. And a special reminder that the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher. Tune in, or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty and I will be with you tomorrow. It's a Fan Friday where we open up the phones and talk about whatever is on your mind, whatever you want to talk about. That's tomorrow. I know we'll take the show on the road. Next Wednesday, we'll be at Ramey Motors and Power Sports in Purvis on Highway 589. That's on July 3rd as we get you ready for the July 4th holiday. And we'll have a best of show on July 4th next week. But as the show continues, Dima, the basketball schedule for Southern Miss now has one more date that has been solidified, and it's part of a challenge. Update us.
Yeah, the Sun Belt Conference did this last year, if you remember. This is the Sun Belt announcing the Mid-American Conference, which is the MAC, and the Sun Belt Conference Challenge. If you remember last year, the Golden Eagles played the Akron Zips up in Ohio.
And they walloped us.
And they blew them off the field, yeah. Or off the court, I should say. And I think the Akron Zips Lady Eagles came to, or not Lady Eagles, Lady Women's team came to Southern Miss to play the Lady Eagles.
That's
at
right.
Red Green, yeah. All right, so the Lady Eagles are going to play at Bowling Green, the Falcons up there. I guess they just like Ohio, man, you know. So.
And there's also a Bowling Green, Kentucky, but that's not, this is Bowling Green, Ohio.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. Because when you said that, I was like, maybe not.
Is it? Because Bowling Green is where Western Kentucky is.
Yes, you're right. So yeah. Bowling Green, Ohio, right, is where this is. So that's going to be them. And the men Falcon team is going to come to Reed Green Coliseum and play the men's Golden Eagles team on November 4th at Reed Green Coliseum. That's Monday, November 4th. You'd think that would be either the first game or the second game of the season, being November 4th. They normally like to start with William Carey, so assuming that game will happen, might be the second game of the season. So cool to have a MAC team in for a non-conference game.
And we've talked about, you know, how basketball season is just becoming so long, and, you know, teams that are just so tired by the time March rolls around. Back in the old days, and here I go again, you know, one of the old Muppets sitting up in the, what is it, Michael?
Waldorf and Statler.
Yeah. Thank you, Waldorf and Statler. that basketball wouldn't even start until Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
And there would be just some random tournaments. I know the one out in Hawaii every year at Chaminade, they always had a tournament.
They also have one in the Bahamas now. What is that, the Maui Howie Invitation or something like that?
But see, now, I mean, there, some teams are playing in October. So if you and not a lot of games in October, but if you just take that into account, you got October, November, December. Okay, now that's just the preseason.
Yeah.
Then your conference games start. January, February, tournament time in March, and if you're playing in the national championship,
April.
Which, yeah, only a few teams are, but you're playing in April. That is 7 months.
It's like an NBA season.
And basketball is not a, you know, although it can be a revenue generator, I mean, particularly in the South, football is still king. And and some teams might be playing August 31st, but generally you're talking September, October, November, and a bowl game.
In December.
So that's 3 months of football,
yeah,
which really pays your bills, but yet basketball can last as long as 7 months.
Yeah, it's weird because they normally take like a month off or whatever for the Christmas, and then you're kind of back and you're like, oh yeah, basketball's still happening. You know, every year it feels like you get past Christmas and then you just forget what happened in November and December for basketball season, because then you really feel like you're in basketball season in January
because the conference games are starting.
And I don't remember what happened when Southern Miss played Bowling Green in November 4th. Can you, I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine you have a game November 4th and then a conference game, a big one, in February. I mean,
but the fact that it is so early, November 4th, it's just it is a really real wear and tear on particularly these college basketball players.
And we talked to Jay Ladner on Tuesday, as mentioned with Heath in the beginning of the show. They are looking to do some more exhibition games. They don't want to name the teams they're looking to play. Could be another game with the Bulldogs of Mississippi State like they did last year. There was also another team floated around that he said off the record. So
But they are playing Ole Miss again.
Yes, in Biloxi. That is confirmed. I think it's also Christmas Eve again, so... Or the day, when was it, like the 23rd or something? Whatever the Saturday before Christmas is. So.
Okay, so at least Ole Miss will play the Eagles in basketball and baseball.
Yeah.
It's just the big one that they can't get, they just can't get the football thing to.
I don't know why they won't. I mean, it's not like Southern Miss would beat them.
But the MAC challenge, and wasn't there two games, maybe?
Yeah.
But the Bowling Green one will be here, and I'm sure they'll release the second MAC date, and that'll usually be in February sometime, maybe during a bye week for Southern Miss. But again, tomorrow, it's Fan Friday. You can go to the Facebook page and submit your questions there, and we'll have the phone lines open tomorrow when Bob Getty rejoins us. Dima is headed to Hawaii, the Aloha State, for some vacation. Be safe.
Thank you.
Michael, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you Monday at 1 o'clock from the Southern Bancorp Studios. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.